Thank you, Pastor. It's a blessing to be in the service tonight. We're glad to be back in another Jubilee service. Thank God for this opportunity and blessing to see your smiling faces and to hear the songs tonight. You're worshiping the Lord. I'm grateful for that. And good to see you tonight. I'm glad the Lord's given us this privilege tonight. Give us traveling mercy and grace. I am grateful. I want to publicly thank him for that. And I appreciate your prayers for us. And good to see all of you tonight, wherever you're from. And I trust the Lord will help us tonight. Use us for a little while for his honor and for his glory. Good to hear about the good meeting yesterday. Praise the Lord for that. I'm grateful what God has done already. And I'm thankful for that he will do for us in these days. I want to read tonight, if you have your Bible with you, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. The Gospel of Luke, chapter number 2. Luke chapter 2, we'll start in verse number 40, read the remaining part of the chapter tonight, and try to preach from this passage as the Lord would direct us tonight. And again, I ask earnestly and humbly for your prayers tonight, for if the Lord doesn't touch us, there'll be no preaching tonight, nothing accomplished, but I trust that he will have his way tonight. Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 40. If you found your place and are able, I invite you to stand with us tonight. By standing, we're simply honoring and reverencing the reading of God's Word. If you're able to remain standing after we read, then we'll look to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to have mercy and to help us tonight. Verse number 40, the Bible said, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. When they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. It came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. All that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. When they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you have sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? They understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man." Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, I want to thank you tonight for the privilege to pray. I want to thank you, dear Lord, for your blessings on us. I want to thank you for loving us and saving us, putting us in the family of God. I want to thank you, dear Lord, oh God, for letting us live in a nation that we enjoy the freedom that we have tonight to worship you. I want to thank you, dear Lord, for, Lord, the word of God that you preserved to this generation. Thank you for the portion you directed my heart to. And Lord, let me read from tonight. I pray now for just a few moments, Lord, that for God, that you'd hide me in the cross, that you'd let me lose sight of myself, that you'd immerse my mind and my heart and spirit in the Word of God and in your willing ways. Give us unction and utterance tonight as we endeavor to preach the Word of God. Give us that touch that no man is able to preach without tonight. Oh God, I pray for just a few moments that the Word of God would fall from these lips in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. And Lord, you'd prepare our hearts to receive what you have for us tonight. Give us ear and ears, receptive hearts and obedient spirits. Awaken sinners to their need of you, oh God, tonight. And draw them to you with cords of love and conviction tonight. Stir the saints of God. Oh Lord, may the hungry be fed. May the weak be strengthened tonight. Oh God, tonight. May the discouraged be encouraged. And may we leave here revived, refreshed, and renewed.
by the means of this service. Lord, do among us now what we're not able to do for ourselves. Oh, Father, above everything we ask you to do, would you get glory unto your high and holy name. And what you're pleased to do in and through us tonight, we'll praise you and thank you. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so kindly for standing tonight. There's a statement made in verse 44 of our text tonight that I want to preach from, if the Lord will help me. When the Bible said, but they supposing him. I want to preach tonight on this supposing about Jesus being in the company. This word supposition or supposing or suppose is found many times in the New Testament in reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. In reference to someone supposing something about him. The Bible says of the nation of Israel, to the Jews, that they supposed him to be the son of Joseph. The Bible said about Jesus' own disciples that when he came to them in the midst of the storm as they were tossed to and fro and he walked on the water, that they supposed him to be a spirit. The Bible tells us that on the road to Emmaus that the two disciples there supposed him to be a stranger in my friend Israel and Jerusalem. The Bible tells us that Mary Magdalene, after his resurrection, when she saw him in the garden, supposed him to be the superintendent of the garden. Supposed him to be the one that was caretaking the garden there. I want to say tonight that many times there are many people that suppose some things about the Lord Jesus. The word suppose simply means to assume something to be so. My friend, assume it to be truthful without any fact or proof tonight. And many times people suppose some things about the Lord. His own. The Bible said he came to his own, and his own received him not. And so I submit to you tonight, my friend, if the Jewish nation supposed the wrong thing about him, my friend, and if the disciples that he had, my friend, nurtured and taught and lived among for better than 3 years supposed some wrong things about him, or if Mary Magdalene, whom he had cast out all of those devils and she had such an endearing attachment to our Lord, if she made supposition about him, don't you think it's possible that you and I can make some suppositions tonight? Or that is, assume some things tonight without any fact or proof tonight. As a matter of fact, in our text tonight, it is Jesus' parents, his father and his mother, his earthly father, or his stepfather, if we might call him, tonight, that makes my friend, assumptions or some supposition about the Lord. They suppose him to be in the company. Oh, God, help us tonight. My friend, I wonder, are you making some suppositions about him tonight? Amen. Oh, God, help us. Let me say tonight, there are things that are true about him tonight. Many may make suppositions, but there are some truths tonight. Here in this text, if you'll permit me just a moment, here in this text tonight, there are some wonderful things about him. Verse number 40, he waxed strong in spirit, was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. I don't attempt to understand that verse tonight, how that the God of the universe, my friend, that was incarnated in flesh, my friend, how he waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Here's that God-man that was 100% God and 100% man, 100% of the time. And yet, God, he grew in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. It wasn't just upon him. The Bible said he was of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Amen. I want to say to you tonight, thank God. Then the text said in verse 52, he increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Isn't that amazing tonight? Thank God. But I want to tell you without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. I don't attempt to explain or understand all of that tonight, but I do believe it. Hallelujah. I want to say this tonight. Every religion and every individual that leaves that out tonight and will not have that is headed for the regions of the damned tonight. Amen. Thank God every spirit must confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Amen. He's God incarnate. He was more than just a teacher. He was more than just an example. Oh, bless his name tonight. He was God in the likeness of my friend of man tonight. Oh, God, help us. But our text before us tonight says that his parents made some suppositions concerning him being in the company tonight. Now, I want to preach on that if God will help me tonight. Oh, here's his parents. Thank God, here they are attending the feast of Passover, one of the three feasts that the Jews were required to attend, my friend, during the year. When the days are fulfilled, the 7 days are over. Thank God, they go by the temple. Thank God, maybe even going by that morning, my friend, on their way home, they make a special trip. The day before was fulfilled, but many of the Jews, as they would head home, they'd go by one last time to the temple before they headed to their home. And maybe that's what Joseph and Mary did that morning before they started the long trip back to Nazareth. They just went by, my friend, the temple again, I guess. If you didn't get to go all the time like they didn't get to go, though they could go to the synagogue, my friend, if you got an opportunity to go to the temple and you'd been there at the Feast of Passover, hey, the Lord, you might just want to go by one last time and worship again and see it all again and remember what all had took place during that week and what you were expecting, my friend, to come in the future. Oh, hear me, friend. I'd say to you and I tonight, it'd do us well and good, my friend, when we visit the house of God, to be mindful it might be our last time, and we ought to just worship while we're here. We ought to just praise him while we're here tonight. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Hey, hear me, friend. Sometimes our well-laid plans are interrupted. So while we're here and before we depart and head home, we ought to worship. We ought to praise him. We ought to thank God. I look to heaven again and say, bless his name, that I'm saved by the grace of God. Amen. Oh, God, help us tonight. Here, they probably went by that morning, and as they went on out of town and headed up the road, they thought Jesus was in the company as they journeyed. And as they journeyed and got to the end of the day, the Bible says, thank God, when they stopped off, my friend, to rest, when they stopped off, my friend, thank God, to maybe even spend the night, that they began to look for Jesus, and that they was not to be found. My friend, nowhere was Jesus. Thank God. And when they looked at one another, They were amazed that he was not there, that the child Jesus was not in their midst. For the Bible said they supposed him to be in the company. Can I submit to you tonight? I'm afraid there's a lot of folks that's going to suppose him to be in the company. And when they reach at the end of life's journey, they'll find out that he wasn't there. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? Now let's look at this text and then we'll be through. First of all, I want to say tonight, they supposed him, or my friend, as a son, they supposed him to be in the company. As their child. As my friend parents, they supposed that this son of theirs was in the company. By the way, they were doing what the Lord had commanded them to do. By the way, they had been, my friend, down to the temple. By the way, they had kept the feast of Passover. By the way, they had, my friend, followed the commandment of the Lord. Amen. And when they got out to the end, my friend, of the day's journey, they just assumed that he was in the company. Can I say to you, friend, tonight, don't make assumptions or don't suppose anything about your children tonight that just because, my friend, you've read the Bible to them, that you brought them to church and you've kept the command of God, or, my friend, let them attend a Christian school. Are you hearing me, friend, tonight? And took them to Sunday school, that they are in the company tonight. Amen. Oh, there's a lot of folks that's in the church crowd, but it's not in the company. Amen. Are you hearing me, friend? It's not an automatic because you go to church and because you're raised in a Christian home, my friend, that you're saved tonight. Amen. Is anybody listening to me? I want to say sometimes we as parents, I feel like we have done our responsibility. Thank God when we have, my friend, taught our kids, or my friend, brought them to the house of God, and my friend, maybe even impressed upon them morals, standards, convictions. I say to you, friend, my friend, I'm afraid that when many of us get younger at the end of the day's journey, when we'll look for our young'uns, when we'll look for our children, they'll be nowhere to be found. Amen. And I say to you tonight, hey God, it takes more, my friend, than convictions and standards for them to be in the company. Hallelujah. By the way, they might agree with you because they have to. They might agree with you because there's consequences if they don't agree with you. I want to tell you, there must be something take place in their heart. Hallelujah. That you can't perform, that you can't train. Hey, hallelujah. But you can't teach. Oh, hear me, friend. You can teach them about the Savior. You can teach them about salvation. But you can't save them tonight. That transaction comes between a holy God and a lowly sinner. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's a lot of folks in the church, and some of them, my friend, children, my friend, that rub elbows with the people of God and nod their head as others nod their head. But oh, when we end the spiritual journey of life and look around for them, they'll not be there because, my friend, they've been left behind. It's just a supposition tonight. Amen. Oh my. Well, preacher, I mean, if I live right in front of them and if I take them to the house of God and I see they have a Christian education, amen, and maybe even pray and read the Bible, then it's out of my hand. I'm saying to you tonight, sometimes we go through that normal thing that we should do, that God expects us to do, Amen. Should be no accolades laid upon us because we just do what we should do. Amen. Hallelujah. Should be no pats on the back after we've done all that He's commanded. We're still unprofitable servants. Amen. That's just natural and normal how to do those things. But what I'm trying to preach to you tonight is this. I don't just suppose that they're in the company. Hey, God, carry a burden for them. Lay them before a holy God. Ask God a new work of conviction. Hallelujah. Ask God to finger in their heart and do what you can't do. Don't just do your responsibility and duty on the outside and say that's it and just suppose that they'll come along. My Lord, pay them in prayer. Hey, God, take them to God. Lay them before the throne. Woo! Amen. Oh, don't just suppose that they'll be in the company. Hallelujah. Do like, amen, Moses' mother did. Thank God when you've done all you can do. Thank God, put them in a basket, dab it with prayer and with tears. Thank God, and let God do a work that you can't do. Amen. Boy, you're preaching like this, preacher, because I'm telling you, thank God we're raising a generation that knows the mechanics, that knows the terminology, amen, that knows how to carry on and out, that they're missing the reality of what it's like, thank God, to be born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, it's for the parents tonight because we make suppositions, thank God, about our sons and our daughters tonight. And we just suppose them to be in the company because they've been in church all their life. Amen. Are we doing the right Christian thing? And I want to tell you tonight, if you're here in the congregation, young man, young lady, thank God, and there's not been a reality in your life, oh, that God, I would speak to your soul tonight. Oh, that you'd listen to the voice of God and know that there's more than just going in and out. That there's more than just do's and don'ts. That there is a walk with God. That there is a fellowship. That there's a relationship. That there is a communion with a holy God that we can have. Amen. Oh, you hear me, friend? Supposition tonight, some have supposed, as Mary and Joseph did, that he was in the company. And how sad that when they found out he wasn't in the company. Amen. By the way, I believe it happens in salvation. I think it happens in service. Are you hearing me? Well, if I teach and train them this, they'll come along. Something's happened to this generation and many of them are missing it. Hallelujah. Amen. God help. Oh, and we ought to pray that God would move on the hearts of my friend of sons and daughters, grandsons and granddaughters, how to serve. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't mean just to be in the limelight. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know what? Any flesh likes to be in the limelight. Hallelujah. Amen. And the average Baptist church today has followed Hollywood, and most of what goes on is a religious show and a religious show of the flesh. Amen. And what we haven't done and how we can do it. Hey, let me tell you something, friend. It better go beyond that tonight. Oh, Lord, help me tonight. Supposing there are some things that are supposed about him tonight. He was supposed.
They supposed as a son that he was in the company. Oh, tonight let us not take for granted or make supposition about our children or grandchildren tonight. Thank God that they're just in the crowd because we've raised and trained them right. But there must be that relationship. There must be that supernatural act. There must be that divine revelation that comes from God out of every heart of a sinner, that they'll turn from sin and look to the Savior and be saved tonight. And let us also not suppose that they're just there when it comes to service, but something will be put in their heart that'll make them want to serve God, not just to be seen, not just to be bragged on. Are y'all hearing me? But because they love Him. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me, friend? Hallelujah. Bless His name. And it is important to have missionaries and evangelists and pastors and teachers and folks in position. But we need some folks that just want to come to the house of God and serve Him because He's worthy and because He should be served. And without a title, and without any accolades, they just come and they give of their time and they give of their treasure and they give of their talents that God's word might go on in the church. Hallelujah. And I think I've hit this before. Somehow I'm here again tonight, but let me say this. And if you're here, young man, and if you're here, young lady, tonight, and you don't have, amen, oh, what others have, the gift, amen, the talent, the treasure that others have to serve God, you don't have that ability tonight. It seems like you can't sing, you can't teach, you're surely not a preacher tonight. Don't you feel insufficient? Hallelujah. And don't you feel unimportant? I get so tired of going to meetings after meetings and where they build up and think everybody has to have some kind of position or they're not of any value. Amen. I want to tell you, somebody got to keep the lights burning. Somebody got to pay the bills. Hallelujah. Somebody got to go to a job and labor and work. Hallelujah. Woo! Somebody, amen, has to have a regular job and be a regular mom and dad, hallelujah, and serve God. Are y'all hearing me? Woo! And it may not be recognized from the pulpit or the pew, but heaven recognizes it when you're faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And that fellow that tends to the wounded on the front line, that fellow, thank God, that brings the artillery, that brings, my friend, the weapons, thank God, and the bullets to the front line. Don't tell me he's not important tonight. He's as important as the fellow on the front line tonight. Woo! If you're here and you have been saved, and it seemed like God hadn't called you out of some foreign field or to some great work, or He's not laid His hand on you to preach or teach, don't hold your head down tonight. Hey, God, I pray on, I praise on, live on for God, serve Him in whatever capacity that He lets you serve Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. When they came to the end of the day, they supposed Him to be in the company, but He was not there. Where was He? He was in the temple. What is He doing? I'm going to try to draw this point out, and not maybe take away from the scripture tonight, but He was asking questions. We're not careful, sometimes we'll suppose that our sons and daughters are in the company when they're back yonder a day's journey asking questions. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Asking questions about salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. May I submit this to you tonight? I'm not saved just simply because my grandparents were Christians. I'm not saying they didn't have an influence and effect on my life. I'm not saved tonight because my parents said they were Christians. Amen. They had an influence and effect on my life. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you tonight, I am convinced myself that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now it stirred my curiosity because they testified and shouted and praised God. Woo! But I tell you what convinced me is the blessed Holy Ghost when he arrested my soul and let me see myself as a doomed and damned sinner and let me by faith recognize that he is my Savior. Woo! If I can trust him. Hallelujah. That's his name. We're not careful sometimes. We'll suppose some things about our children and they'll be yonder as we get to the end of journey asking questions about salvation and about service. About why is it important to go all the way out for God? Why is it important to sell out for God? Amen. Is anybody listening tonight? Hallelujah. Bless his name. Amen. When the great majority of our church is tonight, very few commit, very few dedicate, very few sell out. You know what I'm telling you the truth tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Most churches are run by a few. I don't necessarily mean that in a bad way. I mean there's a few devoted, there's a few dedicated. The others are just tagging along. Amen. If it is, it is. If it ain't, it ain't. It doesn't matter to them. They're just there. Hallelujah. What we need is somebody that'll sell out, dedicate, and consecrate. Hallelujah. And oh, sometimes the children look around and wonder how others that say they're saved can be so successful, and yet that one that's sold out and dedicated looks like is getting the bad end of the deal. Hallelujah. But it ain't over with yet. And payday ain't rolled in yet. Woo! Help them to understand it tonight. I need to go on. Oh, they, as a son, they suppose him to be in the company. Many as the Savior suppose him to be in the company. There's a lot of folks that's going to live their life, get down to the evening of time, get ready to make the crossing, and have never really had Jesus as the Savior of their life. They just suppose him to be in the company. Are you hearing me, friend? They just assume without any fact or proof that he was in the company, that they were saved. Are you hearing me, friend? Somebody said, preacher, you're absolutely crazy. Well, you ought to go around and preach a while and listen to some folks' testimony about what they take for salvation tonight. You'd be amazed. Hallelujah. Some don't know, some won't know till they get there, they say. Amen. Others, my friend, ain't God felt this or heard that or saw this or saw that. I want to tell you tonight, ain't God, there's a reality of the Savior in our lives tonight. And we don't have to live with supposition. Amen. John closed out his gospel in John 20. The last two verses, 30 and 31, and he said, many other signs did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Hallelujah. I want to tell you about through the scriptures comes the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. But the scriptures are not God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we hold the scripture in high esteem, but we don't worship the scripture. We worship the author of the scripture. And the purpose of the scripture is not to reveal themselves to us, it's to reveal Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, it is a progressive revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is, thank God. Woo, bless His name. Thank God, and creation begins to reveal Him to us. Amen. Bless His name. But I'm glad you don't have to stop there. I'm glad if you look at the book, hey God, and the Spirit of God will make it alive. Hey God, you can receive faith how to believe on Him as your Savior tonight. Are you hearing me tonight? Then I say to you, how do we know? We know because the book says, and because the book gives us faith to believe in Him tonight. May I say to you, the scriptures may give us the knowledge of Him, but it's the Spirit that makes a reality of Him. Amen. 1 John 3:24, He that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in Him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit, which He hath given unto us. Are you listening to me tonight? What about 1 John 4:13? Hereby know that we dwell in Him and He in us because He hath given us of His Spirit. Amen. 1 John 5:9, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which He hath testified of His Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness within himself. It's the blessed Spirit of God. Aren't you glad of it tonight? Hallelujah. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Bless His name tonight. We know, thank God, we know Him because of the Spirit of God that bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We know according to 1 John 3:14, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Just some ways you don't have to suppose or assume. You can look at the facts and know the truth tonight. Are you listening to me? I wonder tonight, are you going to live the rest of your life and come to the close of the day and look around and just have supposed that He was in the coming? When I think of how God could have left me on that pew, that deacon's son, that grandson of a shouting grandma, how He could have left me on that pew, I'd become so self-righteous. I'd said within myself, if this crowd goes to heaven, I'll have no problems. Hallelujah. That's what I said. I said it in my heart. I didn't say it out loud, but I said it in my heart more than once. Many times sitting in the church. God could have left me there. But I'm so glad that August revival meeting when that old man of God couldn't hardly read his name in boxcar letters preached, and the Holy Ghost got a hold of me and found my hiding place, and I found out I was a sinner. Woo! Now I needed something more than my self-righteous rags and me being the church boy. I needed something else. Hallelujah. And I'm glad, thank God, that He kept pulling and dealing with me until a few months later I ran to an altar and asked Him to forgive me of my sin and to save me from hell. And He done a work inside of me. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. They supposed as a son that He was in the company. They supposed, some suppose as a Savior that He's in the company, but it'll be sad and it'll be too late at the end of that day to look back and He's nowhere to be found. And I want to say last thing, I'm through tonight. Sometimes we suppose in our service that He's in the company. That the service, and I done touched a little bit on this tonight, but the service that we're doing, that He is accepted, acceptable with it, or that He's pleased with it. Sometimes we're burning the candle at both ends. Sometimes we're going full speed in our service. But I wonder when we get down to the end of the day, is he going to be in the company with what we're doing? Some say we're successful. But I think we measure success sometimes by numbers and by nickels and by buildings instead of it's where God wants us or not. Are you hearing me, friend, tonight? Amen. Now I want my service to be acceptable unto him. Hallelujah. I wonder if there's any of us tonight that are serving and we're going along on the journey, but I wonder when we get to the stop and off place and we have supposed him to be in the company, will he be there? It was Martha that was so cumbered about much serving. She was so wrought over trying to feed the Lord and his disciples that she wanted the Lord to bid Mary to come and help her. But Jesus said Mary had chosen one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Oh, God, help us tonight. In our busyness, have we become barren? In our zealousness to do something for God, have we walked up the road and the journey of life and left him behind in the temple? And when we come to the close and the end of our lives, will what we have done be what he wanted us to do? Or just what we supposed? Does anybody know how quiet it's got in here besides me? Is anybody listening to me tonight? God, help us. I'm not striving tonight to make him accept me as saved tonight. Hallelujah. I couldn't do that. I couldn't before I was saved, and I can't do anything now since I am saved to make me acceptable. I am accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. Amen. He accepts me in the person of Christ and no other reason tonight. Not because my name's Pace, not because I'm Baptist, not because I preach, not because of what I've quit, and not because of what I've started. It's all through him tonight. And I can only go to heaven through Christ tonight and Christ alone. In my hand, no price I bring, simply to the cross I cling. But once I've been saved, I want to be a good steward. I want to be a faithful steward. Amen. And I want him to accept what I do and what I've done. Are you hearing me, friend? And I wonder, are we just supposing him to be in the company when it comes to our service? And are we going to be pleasantly surprised or unpleasantly surprised when the end of the day gets here and we look back and he's not in the company when it has come to our service? In other words, we have been on fire, but the fire was kindled by something else other than our love for him. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me? Now, I won't say anything that's motivated other than our love for him will not stand anyhow. Ain't that the truth? Oh, my. I sort of dread that day and that hour myself. What about you? Intents of our hearts will be revealed. Every motive, oh my. And we have to look down the road and say, I've come a long way, but oh Lord, you were not pleased. Your hand wasn't on it. Do us good to examine sometimes why we're doing what we're doing, and is it in accordance to what God wants for our life? Well, the message is yours tonight. Would everybody stand, please? Now I ask you, as Mary and Joseph, are you making some suppositions about him tonight? Have you as a parent just supposed that your children were in the company? As a child, as a son or a daughter, a grandson, granddaughter, have you supposed he was in the company? As an adult tonight, have you, as the Savior, supposed him to be your Savior? Or do you know tonight? Do you know it tonight and not just assume it or presume it, but know tonight? There's a difference. There's a difference. And I'll tell you, friend, your emotions may be stirred up. Your intellect may be moved in a congregation like this or in preaching or in service. But I tell you, when you're all alone and there's nobody else around, it's a good time then to find out if you have a relationship with God. Hallelujah. When you can talk to God and heaven's string can pull on you, I'm glad there's a reality in it tonight. What about your service tonight? Are you just supposing him to be satisfied or acceptive of what you're doing tonight? How is it with you? The brethren are going to sing as they do. If you feel the need to pray, if you're unsaved tonight, the Lord's dealt with your heart about being saved, would you come? If you are saved tonight and the Lord's dealt with you about your service, or maybe you want to come tonight on behalf of your children, maybe tonight you need to come as the Lord has spoke to you. However you feel the need of prayer, you be honest and come tonight. Sing whenever you get ready.